A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
She's got great chat.
The hideaway is open tonight.
I looked at it or whatever.
You know, you've got quicksand. It's like the equivalent, it's made out of dicks.
It's banter. What do you think about Brexit?
What's that?
Does that mean we won't have any cheese?
Are you joking?
You are a liar, actress.
100% my type on paper.
She's got the chat.
Welcome back, everybody.
We are here.
We're here. Ready to go. We're ready for a fresh, brand new season.
We're ready for two fresh, brand new seasons that are starting at the exact same time as was our worst nightmare.
Yeah, they don't make it easy on people. You know, it's tough when this is a hobby and not a full-time job. Otherwise, we'd be recording both at the same time.
Listen, props to all podcasters that do TV breakdowns, because this is no joke. And yeah. I just have to say, I mean, both of these, Games and Australia, are both pre-recorded and then released starting the beginning of November, end of October this year.
Right.
I personally feel like that takes away from the entire premise of the show.
I totally agree. All I keep thinking about, Ari, is that they recorded four different winners of Love Island Games.
It's Not Friendship Island told us that, that they had done that for the last season of Australia, I don't even have words. It was mind-blowing. Like that, the entire point of Love Island, the beauty of Love Island is that it's like Big Brother. We're like watching this happen.
Yeah.
We're voting on it. We're influencing it. We are engaged as the Islanders are playing in the villa. So I don't know. I just wanted to, I guess, premise this upcoming season and our recaps that we'll be doing, which we'll talk a little bit more about with Australia with the thought that I'm unhappy about it. Unhappy about the way that it is presented to us. And that is insane. They recorded four different winners for both of these shows that we're going to be doing. And therefore,
theoretically,
when they actually show the winner in the finale, which we will be getting to in a matter of months, I will be underwhelmed.
Yep.
By the reaction. Because I know
I'm gonna be like, it was fake. You're acting. You're all acting.
Yes.
Ugh. I know, it's crazy.
So anyway, with that being said, please follow along.
Please listen and like and subscribe and all of that good stuff. We're on YouTube now. I am going to be putting up our podcast on YouTube with just like a static image behind it.
Ooh.
Just in case you guys prefer to listen to YouTube instead of listen on a podcast streaming platform.
So you can now truly get our podcasts Anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Exactly. Yes. Because a large reason I'm doing this, Ari, is because Google Podcasts is like taking out their podcast thing.
What do you mean?
And they're just doing all YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, like their Google Podcasts is no longer?
I think so. Or at least they're like phasing into that.
Weird. Well, I've seen some stuff on like the Buzz Sprout, not Buzzfeed, yes. The Buzz Sprout Facebook group that I'm a part of, which by the way, Buzz Sprout is what we use to put our podcasts out on all the different platforms.
Like host it.
Yeah. Where people are like kind of complaining about YouTube and how it doesn't go into your stats. Like it's not captured in podcast stats. So if you have to listen on YouTube, I guess do that. But like, please engage with the podcast in other ways. Please still rate, review, subscribes on Spotify. I mean, I assume if you were using Google Podcasts, you could also use Spotify as an alternative.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. If you want to be added to my Spotify family plan, let me know. And
honestly, same.
Whatever. We're just out here trying to make content for the people and just battling all these factors, including our husband and boyfriend, that every time we go to set up our podcasting stuff, things are magically in different places. And
like, literally, though.
We had the same like, experience literally. This morning of like running around the house being like, Lucas, Gabe, where's this? Where did you put this? How do I set the ah?
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
Anyway, as always, please do not forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, including YouTube. We are on all the platforms. We really appreciate and benefit from any review or rating that you leave us. I did want to quickly respond to one review that we got about our off-season tea episode where someone was like, you didn't even go over like all the exciting tea that actually happened. Girl, listen to our reunion recap, because that is where we went over all of the actual interesting tea that came out following the last season of Love Island UK. If you're going to leave a review like that, I would expect for you to at least do the due diligence of being a loyal follower and listening to all of our episodes.
Yeah. I will say also to our listeners, I said that with a really weird accent. Also to our listeners that if you guys could give us some feedback on whether or not you like the kind of tea episodes, that's something else that we could keep doing in our off season time.
Definitely.
There's just not always tea, which makes it kind of hard, but it is what it is.
Well, exactly. And if you did listen to that episode that we put out about tea, we very much were saying that blatantly.
Yeah,
there's not a lot that's come out. Here's like the boring stuff that has come out. If you don't want to hear the boring stuff, that's fine. We won't do it. It's a lot of work for us. But, you know, just give us feedback. I did want to quickly, as is tradition, go over three cities in which our last episode, which our last episode was our season-long recap of Love Island US.
Mm-hmm.
That episode was listened to in 274 cities. And there were, as always, a few cities in which that episode was only downloaded one time, although there were also a lot of cities in which it was only downloaded twice. So if you are our listener in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, please share with a friend. If you are our listener in Pompano Beach, Florida, please share with a friend. And if you were our listener in Rochester, Minnesota, please share with a friend.
Love it. I'm looking at this list too. We got a Barnsley. Maybe that was Tom.
Obviously it was. Esbjerg, South Denmark.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania. Fascinating.
That's fun. It's a cute name.
And Mara, before we really get into what we're here to do today, which is our cast breakdown.
Yes.
We have to tell the listeners a little bit about what to expect from us in terms of recaps for this very first inaugural season of Love Island Games.
Yes. So tentatively, you guys will be getting your episodes of recaps from Love Island Games on Mondays. We're going to do the five episodes that they're going to air in one episode of the podcast. And those are going to be tentatively Mondays. It could be a different day depending on the schedule because we're not exactly sure which days they're going to air the show itself. And like which day is going to be an off day, which day is going to be unseen bits, etc. Since they're starting on a Wednesday, but also maybe could be starting on Halloween, according to this one article I read. So it's a little up in the air.
at Love Island producers at ITV. Can you just like be clear?
it was like here's the times it's gonna air in every, like, because it, since this is like a worldwide phenomenon, essentially they had the times that it was airing in Australia and the times it was airing in the UK. But I don't really know if it's, I don't know what to expect, because the timing in the UK it was going to be airing was like 2 a.m. And I was like, what the fuck? And but they're advertising for November 1st, but the timing for United States was like 9 p.m. on October 31st. I'm okay. Like, this is maybe the worst marketing I've ever encountered.
Also,
in my entire life.
I love that like we now are confirmed with the information that Love Island Australia and Love Island Games will be airing simultaneously, which is obviously something we've been talking about for a few months because we just like deduced that,
right,
and like assumed that,
right,
like that's true. But again, like, just tell us, just like just give it. Us the date. You guys are pre-recording it, we get it, like, right. You have some kind of a plan. If you could let us know, mm-hmm. in the future would be very exactly. appreciated. We're literally exactly. doing free labor ultimately for your show.
That's true.
If you are a producer, you can DM us at She's Got the Chat on Instagram or Twitter or Threads or TikTok or YouTube. Can you DM on YouTube?
I don't think you can DM on YouTube, which is probably a good thing.
Okay.
Another reminder is that I will be putting out recaps on TikTok and Reels for Love Island Australia. So you're going to get those probably on like a – since those are a lot easier and quicker to put out, I'll probably be posting those on like Fridays or Saturdays, something like that, depending on like what works for everybody. So look out for it there.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go over a couple updates, Ari, on what's been happening with our Islanders in the last 2 months.
Let's do it. Let's start with US because we care less.
Okay. Love that.
Cassie and Leo have broken up.
Yes. RIP to that relationship.
To no one's shock. However, Johnny, you still there? Cassie? Could be your moment.
Still here for it.
Would still consider you two the winners of this season if you got back together.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Other than that, it seems like things are going well. Taylor and Bergie are still together, notably.
I know. I'm kind of shocked, honestly.
Why don't we talk a little bit about Love Island UK?
Yes. So I think most notably, Jess and Sammy have broken up.
They have broken up in a very weird fashion.
Very weird.
Looks like originally, so Jess went to Ibiza without Sammy, which prompted some rumors. And then Sammy put out some statement on his Instagram story. And then Jess was pictured with another man apparently in Ibiza.
Right.
That, you know, may or may not be verified from that time. May or may not be verified romantic, unclear.
Very.
And then put out some statement about like, I don't really want to talk about it, we're just really different people, but they're mm-hmm. over.
Yes. And Sammy was like, I wish it hadn't happened like this, but it is what it is, etc.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, they were not the rightful winners of the season. We knew that all along. UK mm-hmm. public, get your shit together. Can we discuss before we get into the Mitch drama that I know you wanted to share with me?
Yeah.
The bad bitch saga.
Yes, please. Let's discuss.
So as we all know, right after filming Wrapped, Tyreek and Whitney were seen in the recording studio and were – supposedly going to be putting out, dropping a single of Bad Bitch.
Yeah.
Tell me what happened after that.
Well, I think they did a couple takes. I know they were publicly saying there were, quote, some issues with the beat. But then they...
Which, if you heard the beat, was clear.
Yeah. Then they leaked, someone leaked, I actually can't remember who. Someone leaked their version of Bad Bitch, and boy, it was bad.
Yes.
And not in a good way. So the beat itself was like pretty subpar, but also like Tyreek's rapping was okay, but Whitney's rapping was not great. And then Ella's like ad libs were bad.
Wait, Ella was in it too?
She did Shut It Down in the background. And it was kind of a monstrosity.
So they just are no longer doing that.
Yeah. It was unpleasant to listen to.
Extremely disappointed. I'm actually going
to see if I can find it. Okay, I found it.
Okay, let's hear it.
I can be a baddie and a lady. Don't do shit unless it pays me. Can't let no man play me. Couldn't give a toss if you don't hate me. Cause I won't change for nobody. Come babe, come feeling this whole body. Oi, you can never bang cause I'm locked in. And you're not my man. Put my head down and start cause I look down if you're bad. Be, so let me see your hands. Give me bad bitch. Bad bitch, bad bitch. Just give me bad bitch. Bad bitch, bad bitch. Give me bad bitch.
So both of our partners do music as a side hustle.
Yeah.
I feel 100% confident that either of them could have within one day created a better track than that.
100%.
Like
100%.
Why?
It was bad. It's bad. It's like in the in the wrong key.
Right.
It's like in a minor key or something. It sounds flat.
It's so funny that like them just getting up and doing it at a talent show with whatever beat the producers threw at them on the show was so much better than this that apparently more intention and effort was put into.
Yep. It's hilarious. So Mitch and Zach and Whitney and Lachlan, and I don't know if Molly was there or not, but Zach was definitely there. They all went to this event. I forget exactly what the event was. It's really not that important. But following the event, a influencer had posted on her Instagram stories saying that there was a cast member from the most recent season of Love Island who was at the party saying like who was being like that she was claiming they were being really rude and saying things like I'm the most famous person here, and apparently like said some homophobic commentary and also like threw money at a homeless person. So that was like the rumor, and everyone thought it was either Zach or Mitch. And then Mitch came out and basically tried to like explain what had happened, but essentially saying this was about me. he got dropped by his PR people.
Oh my God.
As a result.
Messy
Mitch be messing for sure. Yeah, it was kind of a lot. The homophobic comment was interesting. It's terrible. I felt like I couldn't help but laugh when he was trying to explain it because it was so him.
Right.
And I'm like, of course you didn't think that this would be a fucked up thing to say.
Right.
It was like someone, I think he said something to the extent of like, I was into you when you were straight. He was talking to someone who I guess now identifies as queer, but wasn't previously. Or wasn't I open now? Openly
a female identified person?
I think so. And
because if not, that would make it even more ironic.
That's true. I don't think it was anyone who was trans. I don't think their gender had changed. I think it was like they weren't out and now they are. That was at least my interpretation. But he was like, I would have like wanted to get with you if you were straight, or like I would have gotten with you like when you were straight, that kind of comment. Oh,
that person probably feels so, so sad that they came out and now don't have Mitch as an option in their dating pool anymore.
I know. Oh my goodness. But it was an interesting little couple days there with that drama.
Wow. Totally missed that. Yeah, any other notable drama?
I think that's it. I think that's everything.
Okay.
All right, guys. We're going to do our Love Island Games cast breakdown. So without further ado,
let's chat.
Yay.
Oh, now, feels good.
It does feel good. Ari and I are going to be going through these slides. I'm going to post them on our Instagram page so you guys can follow along with us.
Yes.
So first up, we have Georgia Steele. She's coming in from Love Island UK season 4. She's currently 25, which is so young still.
When was season 4?
I don't know. It feels like 1,000 years ago.
It was in 2018, so she must have been 20?
Yeah.
On the show originally? Right. That makes sense.
Right. Okay. That does make sense. So she is – so her Instagram is at gsteelx, G-E-E-S-T-E-E-L-X. She has 1.5 million Instagram followers.
Mm-hmm.
And 310,000 TikTok followers.
Yeah. And
she's an Aries.
Most notably, Georgia was known in her season for saying all the time, "I'm loyal, babe.
I'm loyal, babe." Yeah. So a couple things about Georgia, if you don't quite recall season 4, she finished 8th place alongside Sam Bird after she refused to recouple with anybody else who was there. She had a bit of drama with Laura about whether or not she had kissed Jack Fowler on their date.
Yes. So Jack said that she kissed him. Yes. Jack said she kissed him. She said he kissed her.
Right.
And that was where the drama was. It was like she went up to Laura and was like, "He kissed me on the date." And then he was like, "No, I didn't. She kissed me. She's trying to steal your man." And it was like, okay, Laura had to figure out like which one of these people was betraying her.
Exactly. I think she kissed Jack.
From my recollection, I would agree.
That's I saw a clip of it recently. I was like, yeah, she definitely kissed him.
You know, I think I watched it recently, maybe not super recently, but when I was pulling clips for our intro song because I was desperately trying to find her saying, "I'm loyal, babe," and I don't know if I did or not. But yes, same recollection from my recent watching of the scene.
Since being on Love Island, she's also appeared on Celebs on the Ranch, Celebs Go Dating, Celebrity Coach Trip, and X on the Beach, Peak of Love. She is also a trained dancer and actress.
Hmm.
What can we expect from Georgia this season?
What do you think? I think we can expect Georgia to bring the heat. I think we can expect her to be in the center of a lot of the drama this season.
You think?
I do.
I'm wondering if she's going to take a little bit of a back seat. Because she got so wrapped up in drama last time.
Kind of try to revamp her image.
Right, exactly.
So looking at her Instagram, first of all, she has a few different brands that she's an ambassador for, which is a pretty big deal, one of which is Fashion Nova. So don't love that. We really should be getting rid of the Love Island 2 fast fashion pipeline, IMO. Mm-hmm. But her Instagram is extremely sexy, like a lot of lingerie, a lot of bikini pics. A
lot of bikini pics. It's also kind of like good girl sexy. It's like sexy baby.
We love a sexy baby. to clarify,
do we?
What I mean by that is that there is a trope in many reality TV shows of these players that are very young and look very young and then have the sexy vibe, most notably Hannah Ann Sluice in pilot Peter Weber season of The Bachelor. Classic sexy baby vibes.
Yeah, classic sexy baby. I agree. Yeah, I'm not sure. Georgia has, I feel like, been difficult to read since coming off Love Island.
Whoa. Can you take a look at this post that she made on July 18th where she's wearing it's boats and bums is the caption. And if you scroll 1, 2, 3 to the right, that's like full vagina.
See her ass.
Well, yes, that's the other ones. But 1, 2, 3 to the right is like full vagina. Like you could not even have a single pubic hair if you were going to post that photo.
I kind of even, it makes me almost wonder if she has a vagina.
Wait, you know oh my God. And then if you scroll two more to the right, it's another ass pic. Then she's like kind of grabbing and spreading.
Yeah, she's grabbing and spreading for sure.
You think this gives good girl?
No, I don't. I think it's this kind of shit, Ari.
Yeah.
This is a picture from July 10th. She's got the MySpace angled down, looking up. That's like the very like submissive kind of look that photographers will often use for women. She does have a lot of sexualized photos. You're very right about that.
Something that I'm generally really interested to see with this season is if we are going to see markedly more interest in these kind of iconic UK players by others who might be lesser known or newer to the franchise. Like, Georgia is iconic.
Yes, she's
is very she well going known. To be super sought after, or maybe is it going to backfire because people come in with a negative perception of her already? Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see how the other players respond to someone like Georgia.
I totally agree.
I really think that the most important question with Georgia is, will she be loyal?
She says she's loyal.
She does say she's loyal.
We'll have to see.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is E.L. Booker. He is at E.L. Booker on Instagram. He is from Love Island UK season 4. He's currently 28 years old. He has 718,000 Instagram followers and 390,000 TikTok followers.
Yes. He was also on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Who was he with? He was with one of their daughters, Lisa Rinna's daughter, Delilah.
What?
Yes.
He was with Lisa Rinna's daughter?
Yes. Oh, and it was crazy because in the show they talked about like how they were watching Love Island and were like, oh, we like this guy. We like need to meet him. And they ended up dating for a while. I'm not quite sure how long. But
what?
He has a storied – oh, yeah. They were together for 2 years. He has a storied reality TV career. Definitely not somebody that I am surprised to see in this list.
No, definitely not. So he's also appeared on Celebs on the Ranch, Celebs Go Dating, and the X Factor Celebrity. That is crazy that he was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah. What do you remember most from Al and his original season, which also was season 4?
Al, what I remember most is how much he disliked Haley when he was coupled up with her.
Okay. Haley, I do have a clip of Haley in the intro song of the podcast. It is the one where she goes, wait, is it? Oh, it's about Brexit. And she goes, does that mean there won't be any trees?
She was not intelligent.
She also has a baby now, yeah. I think.
She does have a baby, yes.
Prayers.
Yeah.
Prayers for you, baby.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, I think like in hindsight, Haley was hilarious. It was a little annoying, I think, in the show itself, but hindsight's hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, AL really disliked Haley and was obsessed with Megan.
Right.
And Megan was not obsessed with him.
OMFG and isn't Megan.
Megan's on this.
This is kind of just like a season 4 reunion.
I know.
With like others. I love it.
There's a lot. There's a lot of reunions on this one that are happening.
Gosh, it's going to be very interesting. Yeah. I always thought that AL was really handsome. I think that he could do well in this season. I don't have like a ton to say about him. I don't think that he was like the best player on his original season. But as we've said, definitely has had some appearances and managed to stay relevant following that. I will say, just looking at his most recent picture, we have a comment from one Deb Chubb, which I find interesting.
Deb, isn't LA just the best?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Eyal to me was a little pretentious on his season of Love Island.
Yeah.
But I fully expect him to drop the pretension for this round.
A little like too good to be here vibes, but it's like, but you're still here, so hopefully you don't still feel like you're too good to be here.
Yes, exactly.
He's been humbled. Like, pretty gorgeous.
He's gorgeous, for sure. He's a very good looking dude.
Yeah, I could see him being
veneers.
Oh, oh God. I could see him be very sought after. Okay, hold on. I'm going to do a quick veneer check here on y'all. But I'm going to have to go probably very far back because...
Far back to see the difference?
Shit, this might take a while, Mara. I might have to report back.
You don't have to do that.
I'm going to just look at his teeth as they are now. You know, for some people, like Marco, was that his name? Who won Love Island US?
On USA.
It is just so obvious. You don't even need a before and after.
That's true.
With people like Ayal, like if he does have veneers, they are tastefully done. I kind of don't think he does. I think he just has good teeth.
He's got great teeth.
But we'll report back. We'll dig further.
Okay, great. Love it. Last thing I wanted to note was Ayal used to attend theater school, and while in theater school was chosen to be in a musical group called Ever Young. Huh. This was information I did not previously know.
Okay.
He was in a little boy band.
Hopefully we see some musical production from him on this season. Oh, he is Jewish.
Yeah. He's been posting a lot of stuff lately about Israel and Palestine and all that other stuff.
I'm going to go with no veneers. I'm going to go with just like blessed.
Mm-hmm. Blessed. I love it.
Also love this. He's like posting about climate change. Honestly.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see what he does.
Me too. I'm excited. I think it'll be interesting. Okay. Next up, we have Megan Barton Hansen.
Yes.
Love her so much.
Yes.
So Megan was on Love Island UK season 4. She's currently 29 years old. Love that for her. She has 1.5 million Instagram followers and 10.3K TikTok followers. And she's a Pisces.
Yes. And her Instagram handle is at Megan Barton Hansen _.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. So Megan on her season came in as a bombshell and then finished in 4th place alongside Wes Nelson.
She was an amazing bombshell. She is what we want out of a bombshell. She came in, Wes was originally with Laura on that season. Laura, who we previously discussed having some drama with Georgia. And Wes ended up leaving Laura for Megan. They pretty much wrote out the rest of the season together and were one of my favorite couples from the season.
Yeah, definitely agreed. Megan is like so insanely hot.
She's very intensely hot. She also is extremely, I mean, who isn't?
She's had a lot of work done.
She's had a lot of work done. And that is something that I remembered as well from her previous season. Like, always, like, lots of lip filler, girly, like, love it.
I will say, like, she's had even more work done since she was on season 4. And it's, like, it's a little bit too much.
She kind of looks like a different person.
She does look like a different person. I agree. Megan was previously linked with Eyal prior to Wes. And I kind of had forgotten about this. Had sex with Wes while wearing in the villa while wearing Eyal's sweatshirt.
I don't remember that either.
I didn't remember this scene, but this was something that was listed online.
Hmm.
She also had the weird online interaction with Scott Disick.
Right, which I had sent something to you about. Let's look into that briefly.
He was mad at the way she treated Eyal. He was mad at the way she treated him.
So she posted. Okay, I think this is what happened, unless this is totally made up. She posted a screenshot of a DM that she got from Scott. Wait, is this fucking real?
I know. It's real.
He says, hey, I recently saw your program, Love Island. First of all, just like a funny. I have a few questions for you about it. Let me know when you're around to speak. And she goes, hey, you, what do you want to know? And then he says, I was recently introduced to a beautiful man named Eyal. Is this real?
I think Mara? This is real.
When I went to see what he's done on TV, I was astonished by your behavior. To find you mugging him off. Okay, also, like, not him adopting British slang.
Exactly.
And also he says, I have a few questions, and then he just shits on her, and there are no questions included. to find you mugging him off and taking full advantage of his unbelievably beautiful sense of humor and vulnerability. I'm extremely disturbed that anyone could be so disrespectful to somebody for no good reason. I would like to know if you would be willing to write him an apology.
Unhinged.
The fact that you told him he wasn't funny when in fact you are not Jim Carrey is absurd. So she posted this and says, it's not often that I'm left speechless, but sorry, what have I just read? Genuinely a little concerned about Scott, though.
So funny. Lord Disick, what are you doing?
That is hilarious. Okay, I did send this to you, but LOL.
Yeah. It's really fucking wild.
I was recently introduced to a beautiful man named Ayal after his first thing was, I recently saw your program, Love Island.
maybe it's because Ayal was dating Lisa Rinna's daughter. What do we think we can expect from Megan?
I really don't know, Mara.
I know. I think that she'll be a hot commodity again. And I could see her, but I don't know who she would couple with, is the thing. You know, like, she's met all of these people for the most part. Maybe someone from the U.S.
Maybe Scott.
Maybe the French guy.
Ooh, can't wait to talk about the French guy.
Yeah.
Okay, one more thing to add to this. There's an article from earlier this month. Al Booker finally breaks silence on Megan Barton Hansen feud with Scott Disick.
Oh my god.
Dying. Da, 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 da. Okay, he went on a podcast. Al touched on the famous links he's made since living in LA. Oh, including a bromance with Lord Disick himself.
Wow.
Oh. Scott Disick dated Amelia Hamlin.
Okay.
Who was Lisa Rinna's other daughter.
Got it.
I do think that that happened after.
Okay.
Like, after Al dated Delilah. But she was, like, one of the super young people that he dated post-splitting with Courtney. Al explained Scott's motives, saying that he was angry that I was disrespected because he got to know me as who I am and what he thought I was. And he was like, how dare this girl treat him like that? Sometimes he forgets who he is because he's just a normal person at the end of the day. And he thought, fuck it. I love this guy. I'm going to send a message and stick up for him.
That's hilarious.
Wow. Okay. Well, fascinating.
Yeah. One other quick thing before we move along. I know that not everybody is going to be, because we've got 26 people we're going through, and that's everybody who's coming into the show. I don't know who is going to be an OG versus Bombshells.
Mm.
I think Georgia is an OG. I don't know if, I think y'all might be a OG. I think Megan will be another Bombshell.
Mm. I mean, as we said in the very beginning of going over her, she is an iconic Bombshell, so I could definitely see them using her for that. Yeah, I really don't know. I could see her doing well if there is somebody that she can kind of connect with and ride out the season with, but I don't see her as a player who's going to, like, really fight to, like, stay in the villa if she's making an immediate connection. But that could be
off. That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Next up, we have Jack Fowler. He is @_JackFowler_ on Instagram. He is from Love Island UK season 4. He's 27 years old. He has 1 million Instagram followers and 215K TikTok followers.
Wow.
Yeah. He's also a Capricorn.
So this is, of course, the Jack that we were discussing earlier, who was involved in this whole situation with Georgia, Laura, therefore Megan and Wes as well by whatever the thing is called.
Right. So Jack was Jack was a Casa Bombshell. And while in Casa, he ended up coupling up with Laura Anderson. But then they ultimately broke up and he coupled up with Laura C. I couldn't remember her last name, and left the villa during week 8.
I'm pretty impressed that he has a million Instagram followers.
Yeah, I am as well.
It looks like he's a DJ is like his primary Instagram aesthetic.
Okay.
I would also be okay with the Love Island or just generally reality TV to DJ pipeline ending. Uh-huh. Feel less strongly about that one than the Love Island to fast fashion, but cringe.
Yeah. Wait, Ari, did you come up with this? Megan and Callum.
No.
What if Megan and Callum got together?
I think I did.
I remember we were texting about this.
I do think I said that.
Oh my God. I really want that to happen.
I cannot wait to talk about Callum. And I cannot I know, wait to see Callum back on our screens. Oh yeah, my God, Jack, wait, I'm like, whatever. I think that he is probably.
Ari, you need to watch the promo.
I haven't watched the promo. Should I watch it live?
Yes, right watch now? It. Okay. Watch it. It's only like a minute.
All right, I'm going to live react to this promo right now.
Okay.
Okay, the first three people that I'm seeing featured in this promo are... Ugh, fucking, what's his name that we hate? Curtis.
Oh, Curtis.
And then
yeah.
Selly and Toby.
Yep.
Georgia. The challenges will determine everything. Zeta. Jack. Liberty! Hey, y'all. Okay, well, my first takeaway is that it just looks like a bunch of normal Love Island competitions.
Yeah.
Callum with amazing face play.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, I don't know who that is. Are you kidding me? Y'all really brought my ex in? Oh. Of course they brought your ex in, girl. What are you talking about? Oh, Jess. Ooh, Imani.
Doesn't it kind of look good?
It looks pretty good.
I'm really excited.
I didn't see the, maybe I just missed it, but I know that somebody had posted a screenshot of Selly, wait, right? Selly and Toby in an ITM together. I didn't see yes. that, but you had sent that to me saying, does this mean that they're coupled up at some point? Yeah. The answer is we don't know because we don't know how the game works yet.
I know. It's so stressful.
I definitely feel like we can move on from Jack. I don't really care about him.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. I don't think he's going to do that well, to be honest.
Yeah.
Next, Mr. Curtis Pritchard. He is at Curtis Pritchard 12 on Instagram. He is from Love Island UK season 5. He's 27 years old. He's got 1.1 million Instagram followers and 387.5K followers on TikTok. He is from Stoke-on-Trent.
Stoke-on-Trent. Oh, hello, Curtis. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast.
I had to include that because I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, so he is a day one bomb. What's really, really important about Curtis is that he was a day one bomb with a Mr. Tommy Fury himself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was. Just to review his time in the game. He coupled up with Amy Hart, and then after Casa Moore, he broke up with her, and then Curtis ultimately coupled up with Mara Higgins. And Curtis and Mara dated until March of 2020.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there was cheating rumors, like, on his end that
oh shit
led to the end of the relationship. I do love that, and I'm not 100% sure of what Mara's like role is with Love Island Games. I know that it's maybe similar to what she was doing this past season on Love Island US.
Yeah, it's the same. But yeah, she'll be interviewing people.
I'm obsessed that she's like in this elevated role and he's a player again.
Oh my God, you're totally right.
As much as I would love to see her play again, she's above it now and he's not. And I love that.
Yes, yes. Maybe they'll have her come in and host a challenge.
Yeah, they did that. I could see that.
Right. That would be so much fun. Curtis has also appeared on Dancing with the Stars, The Challenge UK, Celebs Go Dating the Mansion, The Greatest Dancer, and was a guest choreographer on RuPaul's Drag Race UK and acted in the soap opera Hollyoaks. He's been busy.
He also, his Instagram has really transformed into a like Billy on the Street type interview, like reels and clips. Like,
yeah,
here he is asking two women, would you rather have 1 million pounds or 1 pence doubled every day for 31 days? Like, just so okay.
He's kind of got like a Chris Pratt vibe going right now. With the haircut. Looking fit.
When we sent, I think, something in our group chat with Cass and Lauren, Lauren was like, oh my God, I didn't even recognize him. He looks so different. And I was like, he looks exactly the same person to me as he was.
I know. I think it's the haircut. He looks a little bit more like trimmed and cut and less. I think he looked a little young, I feel like, on season 5.
He definitely looked like somebody who could have been an Ansel Islander that year.
100%.
But agreed. Wasn't.
Right. Oddly enough. Like, the fact that I will never understand how he bagged Mara Higgins.
Well, because she is such a fucking player. She pursued him because she knew that was her best option to stay until the end of the season.
I know, but why did she like him?
Because she knew that was her best option to stay until the end of the season.
Okay, fair. But then they dated for so long after the show. They dated for like at least a year.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. She was like actually into him.
Brings something to the table. Oh my God, I can't with this. Photo from November 21st, 2022.
Yeah. Oh. Oh my God. Let me see. November
21st. Side note, I believe Amy Hart also has a baby now. Congratulations, Amy.
Oh yes, she does. And she's recently engaged.
Oh, congrats. Super happy for you. You definitely did better than Curtis. I don't even know who you're with now, but I just assume that it's better than Curtis.
Yeah, it's just like a random citizen, random guy.
Just a random citizen.
Citizen. I will say I do think Curtis is going to do well on this show. He was in that promo quite a lot.
He has a lot of competitive stuff as well, like just as a dancer, you know, all these shows that he has appeared on. I think that he has a heavy competitive spirit and is definitely one of those people. I mean, I think really anyone coming in from UK season 4 or 5 is somebody that I'm going to be very interested to see how the other Islanders respond to. I imagine that they're going to be people that are pretty beneficial to couple up with. And speaking of, this is not season 4 or 5, but he falls into this category too.
An iconic season for sure. So this is Toby. I am going to butcher his last name.
Aramalaren.
Lauren? Aramalaren? Laren?
Anyway, Aramalaren.
He's at Toby Aramalaren on Instagram.
Which is spelled Toby Aramolaren.
Nice.
nice spelling. Right?
Love Island UK season 7. He's 24 years old. He has 857K on Instagram and 814K on TikTok. He's a Pisces. He was a runner-up, came in second place alongside Chloe Burrows, another iconic Islander. The two of them dated for a little bit over a year after the show ended. His plotline was that he was like famously very wishy-washy with his relationship with Chloe. Went back and forth, kept coupling up with these other girls, kept going back to Chloe. He is the current host of the podcast Fancy a Chat. And as we know, he is friends with season 10's Tyreek Hyde.
Yes, you've probably heard us talking about Toby in the context of him having coached, presumably, Tyreek.
Yeah. We see him wearing a cross chain here And I feel like Toby's a puka shell wannabe cross chain.
Oh. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. I think Toby's going to do great on this show. And if it is to be true that he's coupled up with Selly, at least in the beginning, boy, that's a powerhouse couple right there.
Absolutely. I could also potentially see him coupling up with Megan, just in that, like, she's kind of similar vibes to Chloe and he's kind of similar vibes to Wes. So I could see them being each other's types, and that would be a UK powerhouse.
Agreed. I just feel like Toby and Megan have probably met.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's like,
there's no way they couple up. I mean, if there's familiarity there, I almost feel like that would breed not contempt, breed comfort.
Breed comfort. Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that. That's true.
He's a player. He is definitely going to do well on this season. If he's with Selly, I'm absolutely here for it. Oh, can you imagine how amazing it would be? Because obviously Johnny comes in as a bomb based on that promo. How amazing it would be if he comes in and Selly is with Toby.
Yes.
Like an icon of this fucking game, who is still so relevant with his podcast and his connections with current players. Like, he was definitely interviewed on After Sun and stuff like that, even this last season, because of his connection with Tyreek. I see great things for Toby. I'm surprised he doesn't have a million followers.
Yeah, me too. I was a little surprised at how much lower his numbers were in comparison.
Like, how does Jack have more followers than him?
I don't know. Do people find Jack really hot?
Ew.
I know. I don't see it.
It could have just been the time.
Yeah, maybe. That was a really popular season four. Season 7 was a little bit later, I feel like. Even though it was a great season, I don't know how much momentum they had.
It could have been just out of, like, the prime Instagram era.
Right.
The days of, like, people who aren't necessarily winning or getting into the finale having millions of followers are definitely gone. So Jack may have just kind of, you know, come in at a good
gotten
time.
Lucky. Yeah. Well, Chloe has 1.7 million. So this is just Toby.
Interesting.
I feel like maybe people see him as a bit of a villain.
Hmm. Cannot wait to see what he does.
Yeah. Ditto. Okay, next up is Liberty Pool. She is at Liberty Pool X on Instagram. She's from Love Island UK season 7. She's 24 years old. She's got 1.3 million followers on IG. And on TikTok, she has 585K. She's a Virgo. To recap her time in the game, she was coupled up with Jake Cornish day one. And then after their final yacht date, they both walked away from the show in fifth place.
Which we've discussed before on the podcast, I think, is so wild to me, because I definitely remember that happening earlier in the season. Her walking away at that point, while I do think that, you know, for the most part, we don't encourage self-eliminating ever, it definitely solidified her as a, like, not going to compromise my standards player.
Yeah. Yeah, she'll definitely be playing a very for the right reasons. I came here for love, not for fame, not for money kind of approach.
Yep.
With this game. We even see her in the promo basically saying, like, we can see there are people here just here for the game.
Mm.
Yeah.
She has a lot of, like, body positive messaging on her Instagram. I know that she's talked about this as well on her TikTok. She is notably part of a powerhouse dynamic duo with Kaz from that season. They have a podcast together, Kaz and Lib. If you want to have us on, we would love to come on.
That would be great. Yeah, Liberty's also appeared on Dancing on Ice.
Any other?
I'm trying to think of who she could potentially couple with. I think once we get through the non-UK people, I might start thinking about who the UK people will couple with.
Yeah.
But I would say, like, in general, I feel like the UK people are, like, top tier Islanders.
Obviously.
And then, like, the UK – or sorry, and then the US and Australia is just, like, right behind. And I'm like, oh, my God. Y'all wish you could be with these UK players.
I mean, poor France player and whoever else we have that are coming in with just no recognition.
I know. I know. I kind of wish I had had enough time to go back and I could have attempted to go back and watch Love Island France, but I wouldn't have understood a single word of it. So.
The ongoing theme of Mara wanting to watch Love Island France.
I heard it's really good.
I started watching Love Island Spain, by the way.
Really? How is it?
It is good. I maybe only watched a few episodes because I simply can't keep up with everything. I'm watching Special Forces because Tom Sandoval is on it, along with Tyler Cameron and Nick Viall. I'm watching Dancing with the Stars because Ariana Maddox is on it, as well as Charity Lawson. So just I have a lot on my plate these days.
Girl, I feel you. I've been watching Lucas Neister.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Watching Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, my nieces are watching that.
Yeah, and then I've also been – I watched Love is Blind, and then we've been watching Golden Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. Obviously, yes. And then I've also been watching Sex Education.
Mm.
It's just a lot to keep up with. And then obviously Great British Baking Show just started again. I've been watching that. It's wow. A lot of content right now.
So stuff much content. To watch. Quick plug, if you're not watching Golden Bachelor, you absolutely should be.
It's so good.
And it's only an hour. I wish it was longer, but like for those who feel like it's too much of a commitment, it's a good entry point for you, I would say.
Definitely agree. Definitely agree.
Okay.
Okay. Now, next we have Michael Boateng from Love Island UK season 6. He is at Michael Boateng 01. I'm going to spell that MichaelBoateng01. He is 28 years old. He has only 354K on Instagram. And
actually, as of right now, he has 352K.
Oh, he lost 2K since I've done these stats. Wow.
Interesting. I'm going to Google him while you go over this and see if anything happened. Anything came out that caused that.
That makes sense. On TikTok, he has 13.6K and he is a Leo. He finished 5th place on his season alongside Priscilla Anyabu. Who was a Casa Amor bomb. He was working as a police constable and is now a personal trainer. He also appeared on Celebrity X on the Beach. And in 2020, he was nominated for a National Reality TV Award in the Best Male Personality of the Year category. Hmm. And in 2021, was nominated for Reality Personality of the Year, which I was kind of surprised by.
Assuming he didn't win either of those.
No. It would have said he won. He was just nominated. But I was kind of surprised because I didn't really recall that much about his time in game.
I don't either.
And without going back and rewatching season 6, I am unable to share more. I was hoping you might remember. Yeah, I don't know. Like, he was kind of one of the guys who just, like, couldn't really find, like, a solid couple. And he kind of just was, like, bouncing all over the place.
Yeah. But, and like, I remember Mitch Priscilla being a little bit boring as well.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see anything that would have led to his numbers dropping, like no drama about him.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes when you have that many people following you, a 2K drop is not that bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know. All right. We're going to move on. Sorry, Mike. Can't quite recall.
I do think he'll be a bomb just because he posted about his appearance on Love Island Games. Love Island Games premieres November 1st on Peacock. Nothing but drama and action. And this time I'm making an explosive entrance. Eye emoji, bomb emoji.
Bomb.
And we do have a few comments from Toby, who says, Big Mike. Johnny, who says, Yes, sir. Selly, who says, Go, Mike. Scott, who says, Big Mike. So maybe a – oh, interesting. Somebody – this is not a player, but somebody says, Carried season 6 on your back. It's only right you're doing this. I just don't know how to agree.
Carried season 6?
Oh, we also have – Big Mike from Mitch, of Mitch and Phoebe from Australia.
Mike Hibbard.
What Mitch I'm gathering Hibbard. From those comments is that he is maybe like loved as a character and a friend.
Definitely well liked by the other Islanders for sure. Okay, so season 6 was the first one that Laura Whitmore did. Oh, was this the first winter season?
Was it?
Yeah, this was the first winter season.
Yep, and the first one hosted by Laura Whitmore. So that would make sense as to why like he's less important in our minds.
Yep, that makes a lot of sense why I can't remember anything. That was a season that I recall very little from.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I would not say he carried season 6 on his back.
I would agree. Finn and Paige won that season. They recently broke up as well.
Oh, that sucks. Luke and Shanice were also on that season. They were great.
They also broke up.
Yeah. Sad. God, I would have loved to see Luke on this show.
Oh, and Callum and Molly.
Right. Right. Callum and Molly from that season as well.
Wah, wah.
And Shauna just had a baby.
Oh, so many babies in the Love Island world. Okay.
Okay, next is our favorite, Scott Vanderslaus.
Do you want to skip this one? Is he only 22? Holy fucking shit.
Yeah, he's young. He's really young. Yeah, he's okay. Really, really young. He's from Love Island UK season 10 and Love Island USA season 5, which, just in case you forgot, has occurred within the last 4 months. He's 22. He has 296K on Instagram and 202K on TikTok. He is at ScottVDS17 on Instagram.
I have a theory about Scott.
Yes.
He somehow like lost his housing and like needed.
He's homeless.
He's homeless.
Love this.
And so he was like, oh, you want me to just stay in Fiji and do 3 more months of filming? Yeah. I can make that work.
He lost his housing.
If not, he's paying rent for some place that he hasn't lived in for 8 months.
I like this theory so much more.
What is your theory? Just that he's fame hungry?
Yeah, I think so.
I would say maybe he's a fame combo hungry, of the two.
I like the combo. Yeah.
Listen, I think everyone knows how we feel about Scott.
Yes. That's a fact. Okay, but just to refresh your memory, he is a football, like a UK football player, soccer. He's a soccer player. He finished 6th place on Love Island UK alongside Abby Moores and finished 5th place on Love Island USA alongside Johnny Garcia. This is his 3rd appearance on Love Island within this year. And he briefly dated Paige Thorne.
Do you want to talk, because I don't think that we've talked about it on the podcast yet, about Mitch and Abby?
Oh my God. Kind of? Yeah, a little bit? Okay. So I really think that Mitch and Abby would have been a thing if Mitch didn't have all that drama at that party.
Oh.
Because that made his stock plummet.
Interesting.
And I think Abby's like, never mind.
But we did previously talk on the podcast about Mara making a prediction that they would be seen canoodling in public within, I think it was 4 months. The date that it was meant to happen by was Christmas of this year. It happened much faster than that.
Way sooner. Yeah.
So – unfortunately, yeah, you didn't put any money on it, so you're a loss.
God damn it. I could have earned my $5 back. we don't need to talk anymore about Scott. Scott will probably be fine. I think he could couple up with I don't know. I don't think he has any game.
Yeah. But I also think that other people are probably pretty aware of his desire to be on the show and might, like, use that as a way to make themselves safe. Like, oh, I know I can couple up with this guy and probably, like, stay and get further.
That's true. He's also, I think, still generally well-liked by the public, despite his appearances on multiple programs this year.
Shocking.
So I think that people will just fall for his baby blue eyes and brown hair combo.
Bit. Next.
Next is Ray Gantt. He was on Love Island USA season one. He is 27 years old. His Instagram is at Ray Gantt with two T's. And he sits at 76.8K on IG and 39.9K on TikTok. He's a Taurus. I have not ever watched Love Island USA season one.
Yeah.
But you did.
It is time for me to confess something to you.
Okay.
This is my second confession on the podcast. Okay. I actually don't know if I've seen Love Island US season one. I previously gave Mara shit and was like, I've seen every season. Looking at his face.
Liar.
I know that I started it.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember Ray. I don't think I watched this season, Mara. I'm so sorry.
He finished third place, allegedly.
I don't think I watched this season.
Caro Vewig.
I do remember her. I think she was an OG.
Yeah, I believe she was.
So I believe that I watched the first few episodes.
Okay.
I publicly apologize to you and to our listeners for being a fraud. Oh, yeah, Bombshell. Yeah, he wasn't an OG. So yeah, nope. No idea.
Yep.
Can't imagine he'll do well, though.
Amazing. I don't know. I mean, Love Island USA season one, that's like notoriously the one that everybody says is the absolute worst season of Love Island, I think, across the board.
Wait, Mara.
What?
What does it mean to be an aspiring dentist?
Right. Okay, so when I was looking up information about him, a lot of it said that he was an aspiring dentist, but I'm like, you are a reality TV star. You're not an aspiring dentist. But I had to include it because it was funny.
I mean, don't you think if you were an aspiring dentist, that would mean you were, like, in school to become a dentist?
Correct. That would be the usual interpretation of aspiring.
Is he in school to no. become a dentist? He's just, like, hoping it will happen?
I don't know. But he also appeared on The Amazing Race and X on the Beach. So he's clearly not dropping reality TV as a career.
Yeah, he does have really good teeth. I also don't think they're veneers.
Yeah, I think they might be real as well.
So, I mean, I would trust him as my dentist if he had the necessary degrees and certifications and training and experience.
Having good teeth yourself is
simply not enough. Do you think that's what he means by aspiring dentist? He's just like, I hope to appear on so many TV shows with beautiful teeth that people are like, you.
Oh my gosh.
I have a little cavity. Why don't you fix that, sir?
What if when he says he's an aspiring dentist, he just likes to collect other people's teeth?
He what? Other what people's teeth?
Collect other people's teeth. Like, what if he has like a teeth fetish?
Oh my God, that's fucking spooky.
It's Halloween. Ray also put out a song called Do You Love Me? And I kind of wanted to play it.
Please.
I've never heard it.
Found it.
Oh, here it is. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I hope he sings.
I hope so too. I hope they do a talent show.
Or raps. I do have to say lyrics are like concerning, and just that like I could imagine him not taking any accountability for his own actions, but like musically better than Bad Bitch.
Agreed, better than Bad Bitch musically. Oh yeah, you've been acting fake, you've been acting funny. Interesting. Okay, all right, next up we have Kyra Green. She is at Kyra212Green on Instagram. She's from another one from Love Island USA season one. What?
I'm so sorry. I've never seen this season.
She was a day two bombshell. Huh. Oh my God. All right. You probably watched the first episode.
I think so.
Cannot believe I've been gaslit. Oh my God, I'm dying.
Wait, but I really am sorry. Okay, first of all, her Instagram, her name on her Instagram is Kyra Green Love Island. But also it then says biracial, bicoastal, bisexual.
Yeah, she is bi. She came out as bisexual on the show.
Love.
Wait, do you have a different? Oh, Kyra Green Love Island. That's her name. Got it. I see. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Not her at. Her at is Kyra212Green, but her name, like at the top of her profile, is Kyra Green Love Island. So yeah. Definitely trying to brand herself there. Love Island on Netflix vegan. I don't know. Whatever that means.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Cameo available.
So she's 26 years old. She has 433K on Instagram and 577K on TikTok. She's a Pisces. She is the lead singer of a band called 212 Green with her siblings. At the age of 12, she joined Kids Bop.
Stop.
Yeah. That was my favorite fun fact that I found.
Okay.
She was a day two bombshell. She quote unquote stole Cashel Barnett from Caro and then dumped him for Eric Hall. And then Cashel left the show and Kyra tried to win him back with a phone call, apparently.
I should watch the season.
I know. Then I definitely should watch this. We should probably both watch the season. The two of them dated after the show for a little bit. She also appeared on the TV show The Bold and the Beautiful, which for our UK fans is a United States soap opera. And yeah, she came out as bi on the show. So we've actually got a couple bisexual girls who are out on this season of games. So that will be interesting. Courtney from USA.
That will be very interesting. Would love to see more.
Yeah, ditto. I could kind of see her doing well, but actually I'm not. But since I don't really have any kind of frame of reference for how she played the game, I don't totally know. But I could see her doing okay.
Can you look at this post from July 21st? She's in like a little green dress, says Friday mood with my favorite girl.
Oh, that's Justine.
Oh, that is Justine. I didn't even.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so she's friends with the current girls.
That feels like a positive sign. I just feel like she's going to play well from that alone. She's gorgeous and.
She's very pretty.
I do think that there's a pretty good correlation between like good at social media and good at
the show. I definitely agree with that. Yep.
So I could see her doing really well. I just can't apologize enough to you and our fans and
it
listeners
is okay.
for being a liar.
It is okay. Next up, we have Johnny Lee. He is at Johnny_LLEE. He is from Love Island USA season 2, which Ari and I did both watch. Promise.
Confirmed.
Can confirm. He is 25 years old. He has 603K on Instagram and 358K on TikTok. He is a Gemini. He came in second place alongside Selly Vasquez on his season. He had a pretty dramatic relationship with Selly. They did a lot of fighting. His head turned in Casa, but they ultimately remained a couple. That was their big storyline. And then she had some trouble trusting him after Casa Amor. And he has also appeared on The Challenge, which I assume was season 1, because there's only been 2 of US, right?
I actually have no idea.
I'm not sure. I wish Cass was here. She would know.
He posted 20 hours ago. Spent the last 6 weeks filming in Fiji, and I must say, this show will exceed all expectations. I genuinely had the time of my life, and I will cherish the memories we all made together forever. Love Island Games premiering on November 1st. Smiling devil emoji. This is a must watch, I promise. Salute emoji.
He's got some pictures with Callum.
Notably, Leo from Love Island US commented, as did Mitch. Same Love Island Australia winner season 3, Deb Chubb.
I think he'll do okay. He's a good looking guy. I could see some of the UK girlies maybe liking him.
Yeah, he is posting with Callum, which is a good idea.
I could maybe see him coupling up with Liberty. No?
Maybe. I don't think she's going to deal with his shit.
Fair. But if she may not know his history.
Yeah, but if he pulls shit, she's not going to be down for it.
That's true.
And I can't imagine him not pulling shit.
You think? I'm wondering if he's going to come back to try to show that he's, like, grown and changed and he's, like, a different man.
Every single fucking thing that he's posted about it, he also posted his shot, like, his promo picture, October 8th, Love Island Games premiering November 1st, devil emoji every single time.
Good point. Okay, fair enough. He also has a lot of pictures in this pose. All right, if you look.
Uh-huh, yep, that's exactly what I'm on.
Yeah, and that's a very fuckboy kind of pose.
Very fuckboy. It's also so fuckboy the third. So we're looking at a post from October 9th. There's like a mirror selfie of him in sweatpants and a backwards hat and no shirt. And then a mirror selfie of him holding a Louis Vuitton bag in an elevator. Mm. And then the third one is him like in a car. But like, what is that, a fucking Toyota? Like, nobody cares.
Is that the Fiat 500 version of the United
States? What is it? Ooh, what is he listening to? Ooh, he's listening to Drake. Okay.
Of course he is.
Yeah, I don't see big things for him. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think they're bringing him in as a plot point for Sally.
Yeah, I agree.
I hate people that post photos of like their legs and a steering wheel in a car.
Yeah.
He does a lot of that. This is like maybe like a private plane, also like posted with Drake in the background. Not into it. Not my vibe. Don't see him doing well.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay.
Next up is Miss Sally Vasquez herself. She is at Sally, C-E-L-Y, on Instagram. She's also from Love Island USA Season 2. She's 25 years old. She has 588K on Instagram. And
now 590.
Oh, good. And 983K on TikTok. She's a Gemini. Like I just said, she was a runner-up alongside Johnny Middlebrook. Oh, I called him Johnny Lee because of his Instagram. His name is Johnny Middlebrook. She was a runner-up on her season with him. The two dated for a few months following the show. She is an aspiring singer. Mm-hmm. And she's also friends with Rudy from Listen to Your Heart.
As in The Bachelor Presents Listen to Your Heart.
Yes. The show that nobody watched. Except for us.
Whoa. This is...
She also appeared on The Challenge. I think Sally's going to do great. We've already talked about her a couple times during this episode. We suspect she might be coupling up with Toby. She had a great personality on her season of USA. And yes. I think that she'll be well-liked again on this one.
I agree.
I think she'll do really well. Okay, so moving on from Sally, next up we have Justine. She is at JustineJoy312 on Instagram. She is also from Love Island Season 2. She is 30 years old. I know. Shout out to her. She's got 529K on Instagram and 380K on TikTok. She's also a Pisces. She was the winner of her season alongside Caleb Corpru. They broke up a few months after the show ended. She's also appeared on The Challenge and The Challenge World Championship. And she's also still close friends with Sally Vasquez from her season.
So they could be a dynamic duo coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think her and Zeta will be an interesting pairing because they're both winners of Love Island USA.
Good point.
And I don't know if they're friends. I could see them potentially having like a rivalry vibe.
I like that prediction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I, like, she is so recognizable to me, obviously. I watched her season, confirmed.
Yeah.
But I don't remember a lot about her play.
She had a very, like, kind of good girl vibe, I think. The relationship with Caleb was, like, pretty stable. I think it's pretty comparable to Marco and Hannah from this most recent season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always the most memorable, but mm-hmm. it did get her the crown.
Yeah. My guess is that she is there to be a dynamic duo with Sally and to yeah. help Sally's run on the show. I just see Sally being a star.
Yeah. But maybe also Kyra, because now we know she's friends with her. Kyra Green.
Oh, maybe.
Because we saw them in that TikTok. Yeah, I guess we'll have to see how those. I assume they're all friends together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. We'll see.
Okay. Next up is Deb Chubb at Deb Chubb on Instagram. She is from Love Island USA season 4. She's 27 years old. She's a Taurus. She has 248K on Instagram and 81.3K on TikTok. She finished third place on her season alongside Jessie Bray,
mm-hmm.
who Ari and I had a lot of thoughts and feelings about.
And about their relationship in general, which yes. played out.
Yes, it did play out. She was extremely well-liked by the public. She kind of had a naive girl next door vibe going for her.
Colorful narrator, constant friendship plays with other female Islanders. I see that again for her this season.
Yeah. She does recaps of Love Island on her TikTok currently. So she like recapped the whole last season. She seems to be doing pretty well on social media. She's putting out a lot of like funny humor based content.
Huh. This is funny. She posted 3 days ago, finally met Taylor and my lookalike, and it's pictures of her with Taylor and Bergie. And so I assume she's saying that Bergie is her lookalike. Which
oh, that's funny.
Not inaccurate.
Not inaccurate. I saw those pictures actually. Yeah. You know what? I actually kind of think Dev and Liberty are very similar people.
Uh-huh.
Like they give similar vibes.
Yeah. Nope, I could see that being a dynamic duo for sure. I don't know if I see like a major romantic storyline for Deb. Maybe that's just because she was basically with Jessie that entire season and I saw no spark between them. That was the first season that we recapped, not on our podcast, but on our social media as She's Got the Chat. And we had, I would say, a varying opinion from the rest of the audience who was very into Jessie and Deb. We never saw a spark between them or thought that they were going to last. So maybe I just have a hard time seeing a romantic storyline for her. But I mean, I would love it if that happened. I can easily see friendships and colorful narration happening for Deb all season long, as long as she's able to keep that going. Who knows how long she would be able to if she doesn't have any sort of a romantic connection, though.
Yeah. I will say not everyone disagreed with us about Jessie, though, because I made that one TikTok about how he says that he doesn't understand why everyone thinks that nobody likes everyone thinks that he doesn't like Deb. That got a lot of views. So
I mean, I just think most people were pro Jessie and Deb.
I definitely agree, but I think that's because they were so pro Deb. They're just like backing her and whoever she's with 100%.
Okay, fine. But on the other hand, we were so pro Deb that we wanted better for her.
I guess that's true.
Just saying.
That's true. No, you're right. You're 100% right.
Thrilled to see Deb back on our screens.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. All right, next up we have Carrington. He is at C_Rod003 on Instagram. He is also from Love Island USA season 2. He's 26 years old. He has 169K on Instagram and 1.3K on TikTok. He's a Leo. He finished fourth place alongside Laurel Goldman and frequently had his head turned in the villa. Ari, I can't remember a single fucking thing about Carrington.
Me neither.
I do not recall.
I simply, he made no impression on me.
Mm-mm.
His Instagram is saying fuckboy. I hate him based on his Instagram.
Great.
I feel he has a lot of these posts that are three shots And it's like him sitting somewhere looking off into the distance and like from three different angles, like maybe with his like head in his hand. Like I don't think he's going to do well. I don't remember him from last or from his original season. And I'm getting major fuckboy vibes player.
Yeah.
For the wrong reasons vibes.
Yeah. His name is Carrington Rodriguez, by the way. I did not have his last name in here. Yeah, I could see fuckboy vibes. He might do well. He kind of looks like Kim.
A little bit. He looks like an AI version.
Uh-huh.
Of Kim. Like.
Yeah, maybe he is AI.
Like every, ugh, I can't with like all of these selfies that he posts.
Like, also, this was the girl Laurel that he was with. I don't remember her.
Oh, I was just trying to find her because I also have no recollection of anyone named Laurel on that season.
Yeah. If you go down, you can see his pictures from that season.
I went all the way down.
If you go up.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
Eh, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, Mackenzie.
Ooh.
Now she's someone I remember.
Yes,
from that
her.
Season.
I remember. I see her.
She was on Summer House recently. Did I tell you that?
Uh-uh.
She dated Carl Radke from Summer House.
I know who Carl is because I watched the original episodes in Vanderpump Rules of Summer House.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes.
Wait, was he the one that was with Stassi in the hot tub and he was like, "You look like Steve
That's
Jobs."
That's Kyle.
Oh.
That's
Kyle.
Isn't that hilarious?
Hilarious.
Oh my God, I love Kyle. Okay, we're not here to talk about Summer House. And I will go on a tangent.
I don't remember Laurel at all. I did find her. No recollection of her.
Yeah.
Like, as a human being. Sorry, yes. Laurel.
Sorry. Next up, we have Courtney. Hold on, let me pull up her actual IG. Courtney Lynn. Okay. She goes by Courtney Lynn. So next time, next up, we have Courtney Lynn. She is at Courtney. Oh, did I spell that wrong?
You did. Yeah.
It's Courtney Lynn with a T. Let me fix this.
It's CourtneyLynn. And she is from Love Island US season 4. She currently has 260,000 Instagram followers and 23,000 TikTok followers. And she is a Sagittarius. She's also 25 years old.
Yes, she's young still. So she, on season 4, was dumped from the villa alongside Bryce Finns. Her time on the show showed that she went back and forth a lot with people. She also had, like, a brief stint with that guy, Felipe. Is that his name?
Yes, I think she was originally with, like, Andy. Was that a thing? I remember that whoever she was originally coupled up with, she was very much not into, and I feel like she had a rough time finding a romantic connection or pretending to be invested in a romantic connection in the villa.
Yeah, she did. She kind of is a little bit like Haley, actually, from season 4 UK.
Oh, that's that's mean, Mara.
Sorry. Well, Courtney is like, she's a really interesting character, but she's not like the brightest bulb. But that was like kind of her thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so she also has worked as a stylist and was once a ring girl. And she's also openly bisexual.
Mm, right. Also, not a single pube if you look at her post from August 31st.
Ari, none of these people have pubes.
Okay.
I think part of the one of the requisites of being on this show is to not have any pubes. Yeah.
I just am like, what if I like posted a like up close photo of my vagina? Like, I'm not going to do that.
Sometimes I think like, what if I put this bathing suit on and just posted it as is?
This is not a bathing suit.
Monstrosity.
This is like a full lingerie set.
It's like, are you looking at a certain picture?
Yeah, from August 31st.
Oh my gosh. Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can find it.
It's like an orangey pinky set.
Okay. Oh, is this it? August 31st. Found it. Wow. Yeah.
Look at the last picture of the four.
I see it. I see that crotch shot.
Why would you post that?
Maybe she
has an OnlyFans. Let me check.
This also has to be like Photoshopped because you can't even see her pores.
Yeah. exclusive content. Playboy.
She has It would not shock me if she was doing porn in some manner.
I don't know what it is. So it is, if you click on the link in her bio, it brings you to, oh, is it camming? I can't tell. Maybe it's camming. Oh. It brings you to like a list of her. It's like Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, or exclusive content. And then when you click on the exclusive content, it brings you to playboy.com. Right. Follow Courtney for free. You can take the girl out of Florida, but you can't take the Florida out of the girl.
I have a big heart. Dot, dot, dot.
I don't know what this is.
Does Playboy have its own version of OnlyFans? I wonder.
Maybe.
I bet it does.
Okay. I'm officially going to playboy.com. This is amazing. The lengths that I will get to for the pod. So I don't really know. This is not helpful. It does kind of look like a camming site that she's on.
Okay. Wow. She's got a lot. She's had a lot of work done.
She has had a lot of work done. Absolutely.
Jeez Louise.
Yes.
She almost looks completely different also.
I feel like she had a lot of work done.
She did.
Prior.
She talked about it. She has had like, well, when she was on season four, she had like 14 procedures and like talked very openly about that.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. She's had her boobs done, face stuff done. She's probably had a BBL.
Yeah, I'm sure she's had a lot of body stuff done. Definitely boobs.
How do you think she'll do?
I don't know. I feel like I could see her having kind of a similar arc as she did on her original season, where she is like not good at pretending to like be into people that she's not into, and that ends up being her downfall because she can't like,
she can't fake it.
Yes, fake appearance, not fake emotionally.
Yeah, agree. Okay, next up we have Zeta Morrison. It's Zeta, right?
Zeta?
Or is it Zeta? Zeta? Okay.
I think it's Zeta.
Zeta Morrison. She is at I Am Zeta Morrison on Instagram. She's from Love Island USA season 4. She's also 30 years old. Her Instagram, she has 605K on Instagram followers and 31.8K followers on TikTok. She's a Gemini. She is the winner of season 4 alongside Timmy Pandolfi.
And it wasn't even close. We knew from like week one that they were going to win.
Yeah, they coupled up at the beginning and stuck together all the way to the end. They had a fairly normal kind of relationship. There was a little bit of strife, a little bit of wondering if Timmy's head would turn. Ultimately, not at all. But they broke up not long after the show has wrapped. And notably, she is British.
Mm-hmm.
But she is repping the U.S. for this one.
Definitely should have gone on Love Island UK. Unfortunately, yes. She also has an ambassadorship with Fashion Nova.
Mm.
What else is she doing these days?
Mostly brand stuff.
Yeah.
I do think she'll do really well.
I do like the idea of her being in a dynamic duo with Justine.
Uh-huh.
She was a good player. She definitely had like mama of the house vibes.
Yeah.
Like older than all the other girls, and like somebody who was always giving them advice and support, especially from the perspective of being in a pretty strong couple throughout.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think it'll be fun to watch. All right, next up is Imani Ayan, and she is at Imani.Ayan. Ayan, maybe. She's from Love Island USA season 5. She's 22 years old. She has 78.3K on Instagram.
She now has 80.8.
Oh, shit. Okay. And her TikTok is at 28.9K. She's a Cancer.
Yas, queen.
She came in as a bombshell on Love Island USA season 5. She kind of pursued, what's his face? Why am I blanking on his name?
Who did she pursue?
The one that ended up with KK.
Oh, Keenan.
Keenan, thank you. She pursued Keenan a little bit, and then like that created a little dynamic thing. Maybe a little bit with Leo.
I feel like also. She came in like a very weird time of the season where it was right before Casa, and so we didn't really get to know her very well before all of a sudden there were tons of new Islanders, which was rough for her. So I'm really hoping that this season is an opportunity for her to do something more.
Yep. Yep, I agree. She left in sixth place alongside Zay Harada.
No recollection of that person.
He's like in the army. He was a CASA bomb.
Yeah, no recollection.
Anyway, she has had like a string of unlucky couplings, basically, but was largely well-liked by the public. She was low drama. She didn't get a lot of screen time. So, yeah, I'm interested to see how she does on this one.
I hope well. She's, I think I said this before, I think one of the most beautiful people to ever be on any version of this show.
She's very stunning. Yeah.
I hope that she's able to do more and put herself on the map and grow her social media a little bit with this next appearance.
I agree. Alrighty, next up is Callum Davies, as I think his proper name.
Ugh.
He is at cal.dave with two E's on Instagram. He's from Love Island, Australia, season 4. He's 25 years old. He has 89.5K on Instagram. Oh my God, guys, if you do not follow him, do it right now. He has 15K followers on TikTok. He's a Libra. Callum, Callum, Callum. He entered as a bombshell on day 2 in Australia. He coupled up with a lot of people, ended up as a finalist. He was a runner-up alongside Maddie Wilcox, who was one of the twins. He's had some extremely funny and memorable moments, including being bad at math and bringing in a pair of Gucci baby shoes.
Oh,
Callum is going to do amazingly on this show. He's going to definitely be a finalist again. He probably won't win, but you never know.
Yeah, I could see like a similar run for him of just being like an absolute blast, being a very strong and consistent colorful narrator, but also continuing to be a fuckboy and not really committing to anyone in particular. The only way that I could see that potentially not being the case is if something like Megan became an opportunity for him, or someone rather like Megan became an opportunity for him, I could see him being aware enough of the clout within the nation in order to like really hold on to a relationship like that if he knew that it would further his chances of doing well and or getting followers. Other than that, I do see him probably like bouncing around and doing a similar fuckboy thing he did on his original season.
Agreed. He will be no holds barred. He will not hold back anything. And I cannot fucking wait. I'm so excited for him to be back on my TV screen.
I'm so excited too. It looks like he's super close still with Jordan from that season with the mullet.
Ugh. I don't love him.
Me neither, but they're like all over each other's IGs.
Well, good on Jordan. It's a good person to pair you. I'm very pumped, but we'll move on. Okay, next we have Mitch Hibbard. He is at Mitchell Hibbard on Instagram. He is from Love Island Australia seasons 3 and 4. He is 26 years old. He has 124K on Instagram, 41.9K on TikTok. He is the winner of season 3 alongside Tina Provis and was a fifth place finisher of season 4 alongside Tina Provis again.
Mm-hmm.
This is, again, his third stint on Love Island. In season 3, he strayed slightly but eventually came back to Tina. That was that main storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Then on season 4, had a will they, won't they with Tina. They did.
Yeah. It was a like, oh, we both got brought back in as bombshells, and it's so hard because this is like the context that we fell in love in, so hard to be here with you. And then they just got back together, and I just have to say, if that happens again, I am gonna be annoyed.
I agree, but I think he'll be a hot commodity. I think a lot of the girls are gonna like him, especially the American girls. I think
I agree. I definitely could see that happening, and I'm sure that there will be ongoing drama with him and Tina.
Yep. Agree, because like they dated again and then broke up again, and that wasn't that long ago.
Probably like a year ago.
Yeah, maybe a little less even.
No, because actually, last.
I don't think they dated that long after.
They didn't.
All right, next is Tina Provis. She's at Tina Provis on Instagram. She was also on Love Island USA. Sorry, Love Island Australia season 3 and season 4. She's 27 years old. She has 167K on Instagram and 93.4K on TikTok. She is the winner of season 3. I already went over this. I'm not going to say it again. You know she won and then she didn't win. She's generally well liked. She does a lot of social media influencing. That's kind of her main thing. She's pretty funny. She's got a good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that she will be super close with the other girls of the villa and just like generally mm-hmm. a good presence to have around. I mean, yeah, same thing as I said about Mitch. I really just hope that they can avoid falling back into a dynamic, even if they're not, you know, dating on the season, which would be worst case scenario. I'm kind of just over their storyline in general. I don't need any more of it. I would like for them to do their own things and kind of Agreed. Use the season to break out and create a new storyline, both of them, for themselves.
Yeah. If they get back together, they'll be gone immediately, I'm sure.
If they get back together, they'll be gone immediately and never asked back.
Yes. Yeah. They probably had to sign something in their contract saying they wouldn't date each other.
You think?
Probably not, but I hope they did.
Because I could almost see the producers wanting them to get back together because it's like inevitable messiness. It is tiring. It is tiring. I could see Tina, though, being like, no, I'm not going to do that again.
That's true.
Like, it hasn't worked out for me twice. I mean, if that is the storyline and we have to return to it just a little while to finally put an end to it, I'm okay with that. But then let's move on.
Agreed. Okay. Next, we have Jessica Losurdo. She is at Jessica Losurdo on Instagram. She is also from Love Island Australia season 4. She's 27 years old. She has 61.8K on Instagram and 18.8K on TikTok. She finished 4th place on her season alongside Al Perkins, known for being on MAFS.
Mm-hmm.
Married at First Sight. Early on her season, she coupled up with Connor First, who was an early villain. That was insane. She had a catchphrase. She was an absolute weapon. She was not very well liked. A lot of people thought that she and Al were playing a part.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like that was more so Al because he had just been on MAFS.
Yeah,
I agree. And people thought like he wasn't really into her, which I definitely agreed with. She is an interesting character. She's very like – she's almost kind of tomboyish.
Uh-huh. She is, yeah.
I feel like she's competitive and like she could do really well on a more game-specific show. But I also don't know. I could also see her being an early exit.
I don't think she'll be an early exit since she lasted so long on her season of Australia. I think she'll do pretty well, but I think you're right. I think it'll depend a lot on like if she can make a connection early on.
Yeah, but she also just doesn't have a ton of clout, which I think is gonna be, yeah, it's super important for this season.
Yeah. It's really hard to like say like who's gonna do well and who's not with this because it's like y'all are all good.
I mean, it's an all-star show.
I know. Ugh, it's great.
Wait, speaking of.
Yes.
I'm assuming, I know that like there were rumors that there was going to be like Love Island All-Stars. That's what this is, right? There's not also a Love Island All-Stars.
No, there's going to be Love Island All-Stars in the winter.
Stop.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Instead of our normal winter season, we're going to get Love Island All-Stars. All right. Next up, we have Steph Blacklos. He is from Love Island France season 2. He's 25 years old. He has 113K on Instagram and 102.6K on TikTok. Pretty decent.
His at is STEPHBLACKLOS.
Yes. He is a model. And on his time in the game, he was a bombshell that only really lasted a week. And he just like couldn't really make a solid connection with anyone.
He is an ambassador for Nova Men, which is the men's Fashion Nova.
Ah, yeah. He's good looking.
I'm curious how – I'm sure he speaks perfect English.
Yeah, with a French accent.
Maddie vibes.
Right. I think he could do okay, but I will say he might run into – oh, there's some pictures of him with Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yep, just saw that as well.
I do wonder how his English will be. I feel like sometimes when people have English as a second language, it puts them at a slight disadvantage just because there's more likely to be communication issues.
Unless it is hilarious, like Davide.
Like Davide, that's so true. Yeah, not. I can't gather much from his gram. It was very little about him online.
I don't see him lasting long.
Okay. Fair. I think that's fair. All right. Next up is Lisa Selanders. She is at Lisa, and I'm going to spell this out, C-E-L-A-N-D-E-R-S. She is from Love Island, Sweden, season 3. She is 27 years old. She has 14.5K on Instagram and 6.8K on TikTok. She has been working as a skin therapist. On her season, she was an OG that was ultimately dumped and then returned to the villa, but then left that same day. She came in sixth place.
She returned to the villa and left that same day?
I think it was like she came back and then wasn't able to make a connection and then had to leave, got dumped again.
I don't think she's going to do well. She only has 14,000 followers.
Yeah.
I think she could be a little bit of a fool based on what I'm saying.
I know. She could get a bit of a fool at it.
Like, I'm seeing she posted her I'm back Love Island Games premieres November 1st. Do you see that on October 9th? Do you see the second slide and where she's like falling?
Right. And then the next one after that too.
Is she falling in that?
She's just being like a little awkward.
Yeah. It looks like she could fall and or doesn't know how to walk in heels.
Yeah.
All
right. Last one is Aurelia Precht, I think is her actual full name. She is at Aurelia M. Precht on Instagram. You spell that AurelIamPrecht. She was on Love Island Germany season 4. She's 23 years old. She has 174K on Instagram and 132.4K followers on TikTok. She came in ninth place on her season and self-eliminated later when she made no connections.
Not a good sign.
She was a hotel worker. Yeah, I agree. It's not a great sign.
Unfortunately, I just think like these people that don't have as much clout because they are from franchises that are not as popular are not going to be as desirable for others to couple up with. And I think that's going to be a really big factor in their capacity to stay on the show.
That's true. I do agree with that. I think that she might have gotten a little bit of a villain edit on her season 2 because I think I read something about it, but then I couldn't find it again. I think I might have read something in like a comment section, like a forum.
You were on the forums.
I think it might have been a comment on Instagram when they released the cast. She's very pretty, though.
She is. I wonder a little bit about her English as well.
Yeah, she'll have a German accent.
Cat mom, love it.
Nice.
Cat mom, self-love, spiritually. That's her bio.
Cute. Spiritually. Spirituality. Do you think any of them are going to like not be able to speak any English?
No, I don't think they would do that.
Do you remember when they did that on Bachelor Winter Games with Yugi?
Oh.
That killed me. That hurt my soul.
Yeah, that was really awful. And then they brought her back and she bartended with Wells.
Yeah, it's like, this girl doesn't know English. Why are you torturing her?
But like, everyone was like, we love her. She's so cute.
I know.
Okay, wow.
I know. We did it. We got through 26 people.
How do you feel in general about the season?
I feel very excited. I feel like going into this, I have still like no idea what to expect, but that's kind of a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I am curious to see how gameplay works. Obviously, like being in a couple is still important, but the challenge part of it is going to be important.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of wonder how that'll play in to everything.
I really don't know. I'm very excited to see how it goes. I'm very excited to chat with you about it weekly and to hear what all of our listeners think.
I know, same. So as a reminder, this first episode would theoretically be coming out on November 6th, just so everyone's aware.
Our first episode.
That's our first episode. Monday. Yes, yes, yes. But it's supposed to be airing November 1st, but it could be Halloween too.
We'll keep you updated on Instagram as always.
Yeah.
And we would love to hear everyone's thoughts about the season and predictions for the season and what we think is going to happen. Same thing with Love Island Australia.
Yeah.
Follow along and engage and let us know what you want to see from us.
Yes, please. Can't wait to see it. And I can't wait to talk to you about this in about a week. Ari?
Same, same, same. We will chat with you then.
Chat with you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us at She's Got the Chat on Instagram and TikTok. Rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Can't wait to chat next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.